Well, pleased to be joined right now on the Trending 55 Hot Seat by one of our regular guests we have on here, the Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation, Doug Schweitzer, joins us on the line right now. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, it's been a very busy time recently in the province of Alberta. We saw the Premier announce the big sort of reopening strategy last week. I guess, first of all, Minister, what are sort of your thoughts on what we could potentially see out of all this coming up in the next few weeks here?
Well, I think the biggest thing for Albertans is certainty that we're going to get our lives back to normal. I just keep hearing this every town that I talk to, where I've talked to communities. You know, everybody just says, you know what, thank you. Finally, we know when this pandemic and the health measures are going to end. And just for the people that are listening in, we're up over 60% of eligible Albertans have been vaccinated. Once we get to that 70% threshold, 2 weeks later, so it takes 2 weeks for the vaccines to kick in. Once that happens, these health measures are largely going away. We'll keep a few around hospitals and some care homes, but we're going to be back gathering together. Hockey games are going to be happening, rodeos, events in the community. So it's just encouraging to know that we're going to have our summer and that Albertans can get out there and enjoy their lives again.
You mentioned hockey games and the rodeo. Those are the two things I've been missing over the last little while. But anyhow, we know you've been busy with a number of things recently, including some help for the tourism industry, because that's been in particular impacted over the course of the pandemic. And there's going to be some, I guess, additional relief for the industry here. Why don't you tell us what's all happening there?
So we've expanded the reach of the recovery grant, the relaunch grant, to reach into many areas of the accommodation sector, which impacts the tourism industry. We've also extended the tourism levy abatement until the end of June. So quite often when you go in and experience a tourism-related industry activity, there's a bit of a fee that goes along with it, which is a tourism levy. We're letting those businesses retain that tourism levy until the end of June. That's going to help hopefully get them through to the other side of this pandemic. And then as we open up and into the summer, Albertans can travel again. Hopefully we can start attracting people internationally once our borders open up, and we can get our tourism industry back on its feet.
As you mentioned there, of course, we are coming up on summer, so this will obviously be a big help for kind of the tourism sector, as we wait for things to open up again, and the tourism can sort of get back up the way it was before.
Yeah, we just simply have to get people traveling again safely, and we're seeing lots of other countries that are ahead of Canada when it comes to vaccinations. A perfect example is the United States is almost done their vaccination program for single and double doses. We're going to have to work on our second doses here in the next little while, but again, countries like that, we have to figure out a way to get our borders open, get that travel happening. The tourism industry in Canada, particularly Alberta, we're a fly-to destination. People fly to Alberta to experience and our amazing views and vistas and culture that we have. So we need to get those borders opened up to get people traveling here to our province.
In addition to all that going on, we've talked on the show before with you about the Small and Medium Enterprise Relaunch Grant. I understand there's been a kind of an extension of sorts on that program, I believe.
Yeah, so with the new health measures that got brought in a few weeks ago, we've extended the application deadline. So originally it was supposed to end at the end of May, and we've extended the relaunch grant until the end of June for people to apply. So if you're a small business, you were impacted by the health orders and your revenue dropped by 30%, you may be eligible for the relaunch grant. So Google three words and go apply. It's Biz, B-I-Z, Connect, and Alberta, and that'll take you to the government website where you can make your application.
And as always, whenever we have Minister Schweitzer join us here, we always get to have a little bit of a baseball discussion. And the Blue Jays recently, it's been kind of interesting watching them because the AL East, you look at that division, okay, Baltimore at the bottom is kind of a dumpster fire, but the other four teams, Toronto, Tampa Bay, Yankees, Boston, it's going to be a very interesting watch throughout the rest of the season here with the division there.
Well, other than Baltimore, there's no easy games in that AL East. I mean, the Rays, they went on a streak where I think they won over 13 games straight. And you got the Yankees are looking okay. And who would have thought the Boston Red Sox would have bounced back with the season that they're having? Like, they looked horrible last year. And this year, they're one of the top teams in the whole league. So it's a competitive division. And the one thing that'll be interesting, too, is that when the Blue Jays' arms all get healthy and they get Springer back as well from the bat, the Blue Jays, I think, are going to have a really, really strong summer. So they could position themselves for a good playoff run at the second half of the year.
And you mentioned the Blue Jays pitching there. Hyunjin Ryu has been really great. Steven Matz has done well recently. But I do wonder a little bit about the Blue Jays bullpen. They've kind of fumbled away a few too many games for my liking recently. Do you think that's going to hopefully improve itself with this bullpen with the Blue Jays?
Well, if I was the Jays, I'd be moving Nate Pearson to the pen. He's young. They'll probably get him as a starter long term, but once he gets healthy, I think I would move Pearson to the pen, stabilize that for them. He could be a closer or a 7-8 inning guy, but he could be a real force for them in the bullpen.
Maybe Charlie Montoya should be taking notes. Anyhow, Jobs, Economy, and Innovation Minister Doug Schweitzer, thanks for joining us in the hot seat today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.